The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Key Marine Center.
You're going to need a bigger boat.
It's a good day for a boat ride. On the boat again. I just can't wait to get on the boat again.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning, this is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. And you guessed it, it's time for Boat Smart with Stefan Schmidt. Good morning, Boat Smart guy.
Good morning. I was thinking, I would love to be on a boat this weekend.
Oh, it's going to be gorgeous this weekend.
But too much going on. We'll talk about it, though. We'll talk about it a little bit. So you are listening to Boat Smart. It is a call-in show, 850-437-1620 is the phone number. I'll take your call or text, maybe a question about your boat. Maybe you have a question that you're getting ready to buy a boat or something like that. Maybe you need to get your boat fixed. I can tell you exactly where to go and how to take care of that, or just give you some ideas on how to do it yourself, maybe. Some people can do things on their own, and some people can't.
Well, that's why they call this the expert panel.
Yeah, and so we'll give you our expert opinion, as expert as it is, I guess.
There you go.
And I'm more than happy to help you out there. Again, we are sponsored by Key Marine Center. Key Marine, located out on Bower Road, 5621 Bower Road here in Pensacola, 850-492-0487. KeyMarineCenter.com is the website. Also, check out their Facebook page as well. Key Marine stocks Mercury, Yamaha, Suzuki Motors right now. They have a great specials going on. They have extended warranties on all products. Okay.
So this is the time to buy.
Yeah, this
change,
is the time to buy.
Right?
So they have extended warranties. They also sent me an email this morning, and they told me they have motors from 40 to 150 in stock.
Oh, wow.
40 horsepower all the way to 150, all products, the Mercury, Suzuki, Yamaha as well.
That's great.
So that's great. And remember, they took on the Cox diesel outboard. Mm-hmm. So if you're interested in that motor, you can go out there and check it out. They have one on display out there, and they can give you all the information on that motor as well. So Key Marine is just a great place to do business. Community-minded business that likes to help, you know, and I've known Mickey, the owner of Key Marine, for most of my career in the marine industry, and we go way back, and he has the same values as I have, is take care of your employees, take care of your customers, and when you combine those things, it makes for a great business that cares about the employees and the customers, and they do a great job. You know, when you care about your employees and you help them, to be successful, it spills over into the work that they do,
mm-hmm,
right?
No doubt.
And that's what you have at Key Marine. You have employees out there that they take care of, which in turn helps them take care of their customers as well. So just a great place to do business out there at Key Marine on 5621 Bower Road here in Pensacola, 850-492-0487 is the phone number. We are still collecting donations for BGS technicians. And we have a lot of stuff coming out. I think we're around, our class alone, we're up to about $300 in donations. We also sent out an email to our school and to our Georgetown Tech, you know, mm-hmm. and we're getting some donations in from that. And Key Marine, you know, of course, started it off with a $1,000 donation.
That's great.
And,
Explain, though, someone may have missed that news story and who BGS is and what happened.
So
give a little background.
Yeah, so BGS, a week ago, Monday, they had a fire and destroyed their shop area, a storage area, along with the technicians' tools that were in those areas. I have several students that work out there. One of my students that just went to work out there, Clayton, he was a high schooler, came through my program, and then went to work at BGS Marine, and lost all his tools. When you invest in tools, you're investing in yourself, of course, but it's in a big investment. You know, we're not talking $500. We're talking thousands and thousands of dollars worth of tools that it takes to work on a boat, you know. And technicians basically build this as they go, but mm-hmm. they have to have a bulk investment in the beginning,
sure.
and it could be $5,000-$10,000, you know, when you started out. And I'm sure some techs have loans on tools, they have tool truck payments and things like that, you know, and And a lot of times and many times they don't, the tools aren't insured by the business. And that's just typical or long across the board, right?
Sure.
I mean, it's like in here, if you bring something in here and you leave it overnight and somebody breaks in and steals it, the company's not, you know, they're not going to take care of it through insurance. It's the same thing with that. Renter's insurance is another example of that, right? So, and technicians don't think, I never insured my tools when I worked for somebody. I just didn't think about it.
You don't think the fire is going to destroy your workplace.
Yeah, so that's what happened, and they're trying to get that place back up and running. I heard that they're going to hopefully have the building back up in 7 months or so and get that going.
Wow, that's pretty fast under the circumstances.
So basically right now they're borrowing tools that they have left from each other. Oh. And I heard this too, that the tool trucks around town, and this is awesome, you have Snap-on and different tool trucks, Matco and different ones that are out, that the tool trucks go to the businesses. And what they do is the technician, I call it a candy store, you know, because when you get on that tool truck, you have all the tools and stuff that you can see, and you buy tools that you need and things like that. And then basically you could do a truck account or buy it outright or do a credit card or whatever. But the tool trucks are taking donations of tools for the technicians. So
fantastic.
Each of these trucks have, boxes on their truck that technicians who have an extra ratchet.
That's great.
An extra wrench, they're putting that in there to help them out. So, you know, it's great when the community comes together. And when you think about tool trucks, you got automotive and different locations around town that are doing that, not only, you know, just marine people. So it's great.
So if someone wants to donate to the fund that you've got going, how do they go about
doing
that?
So the best way to do it is to go to Key Marine's Facebook page. Or call Key Marine and talk to Dustin out there, and he'll take care of that. They're doing a Venmo QR code thing. A lot of people don't know how to do that. I had a little difficulty, but I made it work, you know, getting in there and figuring out how to do that. But they'll take donations by check or cash, you know, that kind of thing. We're basically collecting through me, and I'm taking it out there Tuesday to the location and giving it to them. And
that's
also
great.
Doing a site visit. I got a site visit I got to do. I got a technician out there, Jeff, who is co-op. So I got to go out and visit him and make sure he's doing a good job. And I'm sure he is. And so we're going to do that as well.
That's good.
So, yeah, if you have, you know, and it could be $1, $10, $100, whatever, you know, every little bit helps, and just get them guys back on their feet.
Absolutely.
Clayton come by the other day and was talking to me about the situation. And, you know, a young man just entering into the business, you know, and has something like that happen, you know, it is a big deal. And you know, he's not as seasoned as us old guys, where we kind of deal with that a little better, probably, you know. But I know all those guys over there at BGS, and they're just a great company. They're catching a niche market in our area for larger boats, you know, performance boats and things like that, offshore fishing and all. And they just do a great job over there. So.
Well, it's a great cause. I just wanted you to elaborate on a
little
bit, because some folks may not know what happened.
You know,
so.
I think people are helping, and I think it's awesome, and we're just getting it out there and letting people help as they can, right?
So, if you just joined us, talking with Stefan Schmidt, he's a Marine Services Instructor at Georgetown Technical College, and Key Marine Center is, of course, our sponsor for Boat Smart. So if you got a question, something you're interested in, because it is that time now to start taking a look at your boats.
It is. Right now, boating season starts in March. I mean, if you look at it that way, of course, you got all these things, but we got, you know, in school, I'm thinking, I got 3 weeks, I got spring break, I'm going to be off for you know, a week, you know. We got it tough. We got to take all these little breaks and stuff.
Yeah,
it's
no
really hard
being
I'm telling you what, though, you know, I used to laugh when I go to work there when I first started. I thought, what do you need all these breaks for? Well, you know, we don't never do that in the real world, you know. But when you're in front of people constantly, and you're constantly doing all the things and changing things, the breaks help.
Oh, sure.
And I never say I like a long break. I don't. I like a few days here and there, and that's okay, because I get a little, you know, crazy when I'm have time off.
Shocker.
You know,
I'm
like bored or whatever, but you know, but it does help, because you can regenerate and stuff, and rejuvenize, whatever you want to call it. And you know, when you're in front of people constantly teaching, moving, walking, and all the things, you know, it is a tough job. Especially in our technical field too, as well. Our instructors out there always moving around, always talking, always helping. And so the breaks help, you know. But we are getting into the boating season, and it is really a time to think about that.
So if you've got a question, text it in, 850-437-1620.
Yeah, more than happy to answer your question. And so when you're talking about questions, I was out at the I Pink You Can Run event where people run. I did not run. Okay.
Okay.
I did have my video stuff out there, my drone, my other cameras.
That was Crew of Yayas,
for
right?
The Crew of Yayas, mm-hmm. Yep. So I was out there and I was walking around videotaping, you know, some things. I put a little thing together for their crew on a video and stuff for they put on their website. And I was out there speaking to a couple ladies at a booth, mm-hmm. Okay? And let me tell you what it was here. I got to go back to my notes here. It was Medical Center Clinic Dermatology Department.
Okay.
It was a booth that was out there. So, of course, that's great because they're out there talking about sunscreen and all
sure,
this stuff. Hey, when you're out on your boat, you need to think about that too, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that we were talking, and she was asking about videos and stuff like that, and I happened to mention the radio show and the YouTube channels and stuff. And she says, hey, I got a couple questions for you about boat stuff, right? So I said, okay. So I said to her, yeah, what's your question? So the very first question she asked me, and this is, it's interesting. She says, my husband says that I have to take the prop, or that he don't have to take the prop off the boat to flush it.
Mm-hmm.
I said, told him he needs to take the prop off the boat to flush it, right? And I said, well, no, you don't have to take the prop off. You flush it with the prop on. So he was correct, right?
Uh-oh.
And no, it's okay, you know. And of course she says, are you sure? You know, I'm like, okay. So I thought that was funny. And I was like, let me think about it for a second. No, I'm sure. Okay. So anyway, right.
Are you sure?
I was laughing, you know. And so I'm talking to her about that. And she says, I have another question. I said, okay. And this was a cool question because she was talking about backing a boat down the boat ramp.
Mm-hmm.
She says, I'm learning how to back the boat down the boat ramp.
Uh-oh.
Right?
Yeah.
And I know there's a lot of people out there, husband and wife teams and mm-hmm. stuff like that. Maybe you even have a guy friend that don't know how to back a boat. And mm-hmm. believe it or not, a lot of guys don't know how to back boats either.
I'm not saying
right?
a word.
So you go to the boat ramp, you'll see it, you know. But so she was asking me a question about backing the boat down. She says, I have to kick my husband out of the truck when I'm doing this because... It's stressful, right? It is stressful, right? Especially when somebody's trying to tell you over here, you know, I got you laughing your head off over it, but it's true.
I just have this image of a judge going, and what started the divorce proceedings?
Right. Well, that could be it too. You know, many divorces start at the boat ramp, right? So she's telling me about this, you know, mm-hmm. and I'm kind of like, you know, thinking, yeah. So I start giving her some tips
right?
on backing the boat,
uh-oh.
Right? And she said, you know, of course she says, you know, that's not what he told me and this and that. And I'm like, yeah, but when you're on the passenger side, it is a little different, right?
Yes.
I prefer to be out of the truck when my wife's learning. And, you know, that's my preferred method
is to stand back
a little bit.
You're going to get yourself
in
trouble.
So here's the funniest thing, though. We're sitting here talking about this, and it was like her eyes just got lit up, and she had this light bulb goes off, and she says, I know you. And I said, you know me? She says, yeah. She said, we've met before. And I
really?
Said, is that right? I said, well, where did we meet, you know? And she said, at the boat ramp.
Oh, no.
And it was a day that it was New Year's Day.
Uh-uh.
We were taking our New Year's Day trip, and they were coming out. Her and her husband were pulling their boats out, and we were coming in,
uh-huh.
and she was backing the trailer down, and we were it's funny, and my wife does the same thing. I'm learning, right? She
right.
kind of let everybody around you know I'm learning.
Get out of the way.
Right? So to be patient with you, you know,
mm-hmm.
you'd be patient, and seasoned boaters know.
Yeah.
You know, you have to learn somehow. You have to learn someday, right?
Sure.
And if you have a good team, your boat comes in and out better, and it mm-hmm. really will help, you know, the time frame that you spend at the boat ramp. So it's mm-hmm. good to have the teamwork and stuff like that. Well, she remembered that day. We had a dog and her and I.
That's a long time ago.
It was New Year's Day, and
yeah.
she remembered. And I said, yeah. And I said, we had Gator. She said, I remember Gator. I love Gator and all this stuff. But what she remembered was my wife was rooting her on.
Aww.
You know, you're doing a good job, you
aww.
Know, because she, of course, said, you know, I'm learning, you know, and you know, my wife says, you're doing a great job. You
oh,
know?
How sweet.
And
you never know.
The point is, you know, have some patience with people at the boat ramp. As the season starts getting mm-hmm. started and stuff like that, there are people learning how to back boats in and stuff like that. And even people that know how don't know how very well. You know, so it can be stressful. Mm-hmm. That could be the most stressful part of your boating experience.
Well, that's probably
putting
true.
The boat in, pulling the boat out, right? Those loading the boat mm-hmm. up on the trailer, depending on what ramp you're at, the current, the wind, the amount of boats that are there,
sure.
all these factors, right?
What would be your most important tip to someone that's backing
Take your
boat?
Time. Mm, okay. Take your time. And as you're backing a boat down the trailer, if the trailer starts to go the wrong way, the best thing to do is stop and pull forward.
Mm-hmm.
Get everything straightened up. Now, the number one tip, this is what I would say, because I'm in the truck, I have the truck set for me. I have my mirrors right, I have my seat right, I have everything right, right?
Mm-hmm.
So when the other person gets in the truck, it may not be set up for them. Take a minute and adjust your mirrors, adjust your seat, adjust your steering wheel, have all those factors correct,
mm-hmm.
okay, before you even attempt that backing down the boat ramp, okay? Because if those aren't correct, everything's going to be messed up.
No doubt. You know? Can't see where you're going.
Yeah, you can't see where you're going. You don't. And my technique is very small movements of the steering wheel,
mm-hmm.
okay? But I also focus on the boat ramp, the dock or,
right.
or the line on the boat ramp.
Mm-hmm.
I will use one mirror 90% of the time, the other mirror the other 10% of the time, and that's just glancing at it,
mm-hmm.
okay? So the mirror that I use, and I don't reach over and look behind the seat. I don't turn my head. You need to practice using your mirrors, okay? That's
okay.
the best method, right? And what I do is I line everything up I pull the truck in, I get everything straight as I can.
Mm-hmm.
I start backing down, but I'll focus, let's say the dock is on my left side.
Okay.
I'll focus on that driver's side mirror, and I'm watching the trailer down that mirror,
mm-hmm.
okay? And I'm
that
guided,
makes sense.
Yeah, so I'm lining it up with the dock. I want to be so far off the dock, and I want to be so far down the dock when I come down the ramp, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I'm also glancing to the other side just to make sure nobody's pulling out or somebody's coming in. And again, glance forward in case somebody else is coming in ahead of you, you know, that's backing in as well, because a lot of ramps are two people ramp,
mm-hmm.
two boat, you know, two, three trucks, whatever. So you have a lot of traffic going on.
Which seems
like a recipe
for
disaster. To pay attention to all that.
It can
be. It can be. So that's my technique, and then small movements. And if perhaps the trailer gets crooked and or the truck is crooked, just pull forward a little bit. Get
mm-hmm.
everything lined straight back up and then back down again and do it slow.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're learning, do it slow. And back in there, and then, of course, when you get in there, you want your fenders to be just above the water. You don't want your fenders to be under. I like to back down, soak the trailer, get
mm-hmm.
the trailer wet, and pull back out.
Mm-hmm.
My fender's just above the water, and that way the boat should load pretty easily at that point.
Okay,
you know?
These are great tips.
Yeah, and I always have a spotter, the person who is doing the boat. Now, let me get this, emergency brake. If you're getting out of that truck, in park, put your emergency brake on and make sure that you know everything's ready, so you don't want your truck going to water either, you know.
That's true, but it wouldn't occur to me to put the emergency brake on.
Yeah,
I think just putting it in gear would be
No, you got to put the emergency brake on, or parking brake, whatever you want to call it.
Mm-hmm.
You need to have that done, too. This new truck I got's got an electric brake. It took me a while to get used to that, because you press a button, you don't push down on the pedal thing,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, I wasn't comfortable with that, you know.
Right, it's so different.
Because I didn't know, I wasn't comfortable with it. It's something that's different to me, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I was nervous for the first few times, you know. But I think if you, when you go to the boat ramp, you should go on days to practice. You should go on days if you can, on weekdays maybe,
mm-hmm.
Midday or sometime maybe, you know, mid-morning where there's not a lot of traffic.
So Saturday morning, Memorial Day weekend.
I would not
probably
do that. No.
That's a good time to practice.
That is probably the worst time.
Right.
So, but
right.
I would definitely look at times when nobody's there and practice. On that particular day that we were there, I actually had my wife pull the boat in and out,
mm-hmm.
or the trailer. I had her back it in, pull it out, drive around the boat ramp, come back again, because there was nobody there.
Mm-hmm.
So we took time to do this about five times.
Oh, that's great.
Back it in, you know, repetition, retention, right?
Mm-hmm.
All this, you do something over and over again, you retain that information, it gives you, you know, you can remember it.
And confidence.
Yeah, and everything. So I do that too. So those are recommendations that I made as well.
That's great.
You know?
That's great. And you can tell he's a teacher, an instructor.
And you have to be patient with people. And a lot of times, gentlemen, I understand it's very, and wives too, it's hard to be patient with your spouses, you know, and that kind of thing. But you should do that. You should be calm and also listen. Tell them they did a good job.
Yes.
They did a good job. Tell them they
yes.
did a good job.
Yeah.
That's always important, right?
I think so, yeah.
You did a great job backing the boat in this time, you know?
Good for you.
Yeah, so that's great too, you know? So that was a fun conversation. And when, you know, and so we've made new friends, you know, and we talk about going boating together and stuff like that too.
Good.
So it was fun and I enjoyed talking to her about that. And then the other lady that was standing with us, she had questions too. I love it. You know, I'm sitting there talking about what I do for a living and the show and all the things that we do. And she had a question about purchasing a boat.
Right.
You know, just and I said, you need to listen to my show.
Because
I talk about that often, you know, and things like that. So, again, 850-437-1620. Maybe you have a question about backing a boat trailer down, that kind of thing. You know, that's a big part of boating.
Oh, no doubt.
You know, getting your boat to the water, right? Making sure your trailer is in good shape. Key Marine can help you with that as well, okay? Because you don't want to break down between the boat ramp and your house or wherever you're taking your boat. That's bad. That ruins a whole weekend or whatever, you know. So you need to look at your trailer as well. Do visual inspections. Look at the springs. Look at the tongue. Look at all the different parts and lights especially, you know.
And what about gas? I always see folks pulling their trailers up to the gas station.
Yeah.
So what is your recommendation about managing the gas and having the right materials on your boat?
Well, as far as getting into the gas station and making sure you're in the right position.
Well, I mean, is that the way to do it, or is it better to?
It's always
put
good
it in
to know
gallons in the tank things, the portable ones.
No, go to the gas station. You know, once you get comfortable with all that, you know, go to the gas station and plan your gas station. I use a particular gas station I use all the time because I have good luck with it, so I'm familiar with it, right? And you may not have that luxury all the time, but kind of plan your gas station. And when you come in, you want to do the same. You want to watch how you swing into the pumps, and you don't want to be that person that hits the poles and their gas pumps or anything like that.
I witnessed that last weekend.
Did you really?
Yes.
On a boat? Was it a boat or
a trailer?
A trailer, yeah.
It was someone that was not going in straight, so they were kind of going, it was like doing right angles. It wasn't working.
You know, and that happens. And I'll tell you one of the things that happens sometimes, you pull up to the pump and the pump won't turn on. Now you're set up at this pump, and now you got to figure out how to back up and how am I going to get out of here and get to another pump. So there's all kinds of situations at the gas station you got to pay attention to, you know.
Right.
People walking around, you know, all this stuff. And what side is your gas tank on? Where are you going to fill it up?
That's it.
My truck is on one side, my boat is on the other, right? So another technique you need to pay attention, because you're used to pulling up on the driver's side.
Sure.
Now you're putting it on the passenger side. And how long are you? You know, how far from the pump and everything. So a lot of factors are going about. And again, practice, you know. It all takes practice, and that's the best way to handle that, you know.
That sounds great.
Yep.
Still time for a couple questions, 850-437-1620. We have just a couple minutes left. You had so many things to talk about this morning. It's just flown by.
Yeah, I tell you what, I've been hearing on the radio all morning, Mardi Gras is coming up, and everybody's talking about it. So if you listen to me for a long time, you know I pull a float for a crew to Yayas.
Right.
I've been pulling that float 10, 11 years now, and we'll be at all three parades. It's kind of neat. I'll say that, and some people will come down and meet me.
It's
you
so
know,
cool. Of
and,
course.
And say hi to me and stuff like that. So we'll be at all three parades, and it's a long weekend. It's a lot of work. You know, if you see people at the parade, you're down there and you're a participant of the catching of the beads and all that stuff, right?
If you're there just for fun.
If you're there for the fun. You know, and you see a driver and the crews, you need to thank them because they do a lot of work to make all this happen. You know, our days are going to be 8 to 10 hour days for a 2 hour or 1.5 hour, 2 hour parade.
You have to get there very early, especially.
Yeah, we'll be
if
on Pensacola Beach Parade. We'll be at there at 6:30 in the morning. The parade don't roll till 2.
Right.
Tonight we'll be downtown by 4 at the float at 1:30 or 2. So it makes for a long day. And then Saturday, again, early in the morning, so we can set up for the parade on Saturday, you know. So it's a lot of work. And, you know, you see those drivers and stuff, especially the crew drivers, they do a lot of work, and it's a lot to put all this together. So, you know, have fun.
Yeah, kudos to you for supporting the crew to Yayas.
It's the pink float with the pink wigs and all that stuff.
Are you going to be wearing pink?
I wear pink, yes.
Oh, yeah. Somebody get a picture of that, please.
I wear pink. That's what I do with those parades. And you know, I love the Yayas, and I participate, you know, with their pinkness and all that stuff, you know, so it's all good.
I want a picture. Want a picture.
So,
all right, we're out of time.
Yep.
So this has been Boat Smart, sponsored by Key Marine, and we always have a great time with Stefan Schmidt, who's a marine instructor at Georgetown Technical
That's
College.
Right.
How can people reach you?
Just check out our website, georgetowncollege.edu. Go to the chat feature, and my phone number is also on the website,
All right, and you post this on YouTube, right?
Oh, yeah, YouTube channel as well.
All right. Have a great weekend. Laissez le bon temps rouler. Have a lot of fun. Happy Mardi Gras.